You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show, as always, with a sense of market movements throughout the day and how markets have been responding. I'm joined on the line by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to take a look at market movements and see if we can make sense of them. Uncle David, lovely to have you on the show, as always. A pleasant, happy birthday for yesterday. I know you are just a young 22 at this point, but I hope it was a very blessed day, and it's lovely to catch up with you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm a Veterans Day baby, 11/11, or what is now Singles Day, you know, 1/1/1/1.
Depending on what part of the world you're in, of course. Seemingly a good start to your birthday, the economy coming back today, the rand at levels we haven't seen in several months, in some cases almost 3 years. Markets, financial stocks clearly benefiting from today's medium-term budget policy statement. I want to get your thoughts on that.
We're in a fully fledged bull market, and I really mean that. I think things are pretty strong. And Jimmy, you know, first of all, it did. You know, even though the midterm budget or medium term budget, the numbers that came out were in line with what we were expecting. There were no major shocks there. It's still good to know. It's still good, you know, that there's affirmation. But the other signs that are happening. First of all, the market's strong right across the board, but you know, Woolworths come out with results, which are okay. You see a turnaround in Country Road or something, the share goes up 8%. Now, that's a big move for a retailer, because retailers have actually lagged the gold and platinum markets. They've been under a lot of pressure. The same as yesterday, AVI, another sign. Irwin and Johnson is picking up. A few positive points, and the market response, 6%, 7% up. And we've seen it widespread. If you go into the market, the depth or breadth of the market is great. So a lot of money coming in and confidence there. And you can't ignore it. You know, you can be a cynic and generally worried about the economy. You might not be seeing the signs yet, but there's money going into this market in a big way. And I can just see, you know, all the segments of the market today are green. So I think against the backdrop of what you've said, you know, in the medium-term budget, I think it's going to, you know, things are still going to get firmer and stronger.
Uncle David, speaking of looking at the signs and taking note of the signs, I've noted that at least for this year, the financial stocks have been a very strong indicator of sentiment, particularly as it relates to the South African market. When there's uncertainty, when there's a bit of nervousness around the South African market from an international investor perspective, the financial stocks feel it first. Seeing them up 2% today, is that an indication that the market was happy with what was said?
Definitely. You know, first of all, they're cheap. You know, I've been a bit skeptical because the underlying economy has been slow, and we're still getting it in some of the results. There's still concerns about the health of the consumer, and we're going to see it when Black Friday comes. Everybody's still watching out to see, you know, how strong the consumer is. But I think banks have been very well run. They've been very cautious. They're at low multiples, you know, high dividend yields, very low levels. And I think if this continues, you can expect banks to go a lot better as money flows in, simply because they're cheap. The retail sector as well. You know, it's like Truworths is down 40% or 50%. Fashini down 50% this year. Yes, admittedly, you know, with the two-pot system, they had a good year last year. But nevertheless, they've been hammered, and yet the results have been okay. You know, there's been no major shocks. They might be under a bit of pressure. And I would imagine that as things stabilize and you start, as I said with Woolworths and AVR, as you start to get slightly better data coming out, markets will respond to positive news. You know, and that sounds like a truism, yeah, of course, well. But I mean, when they respond, you know, when good news comes out and the market responds, that's a very, it's a very good sign. By good news, I mean even slightly better news. It's a good sign.
Uncle David, let's look at offshore markets. Are they also seeing a bit of windfall? I mean, I'm looking at European markets. Yeah. They're up about 1% in the case of the DAX and the CAC 40. It seems as though just generally sentiment has improved ever so slightly now that we have a bit more calm in the market.
Mm-hmm. Same thing, you know, same. And you know where I'm looking at is luxury stocks. We know that luxury has come under enormous amount of pressure, but LVMH has been very strong, Hermes, quite a few I see today, Burberry, and Richemont as well. Sorry, that's the one I wanted to mention from South African point of view. Richemont as well. And yet, there's nothing spectacular about the European economy, but sentiment is changing. And the slightest bit of good news, you do see shares strengthen. You know, America, we're still going through a little bit of a wobble. The bubble story is still holding back tech stocks, but they've had an incredible year. But even if you ignore that, if you take away the tech sector, there's a very, you know, money is flowing into other shares and, you know, broad gains outside of the big stocks. So you might not see it in the indices, but I mean, below the indices, there's a lot of activity. So even there, there's a strong feeling about what's going to happen next year.
Uncle David, let's look at currencies. They seem to also be moving in positive light. I look at the Rand in particular at the moment, doing exceptionally well against all of the major currencies, really, even the Australian dollar. That Rand sentiment, for the first time in a long time, I think, filtering through off of Rand news rather than dollar news that typically has driven the markets.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there again, if you've watched the bond market this year, it's been a wonderful place to be, with long rates coming down. And if you were lucky enough to got them earlier on in the year or there, you're getting very good returns and a capital profit. But I that's also an indication. So there is a better feeling about where we are. We mustn't get too carried away. I was a little disappointed in the growth projections. You know, we're still at 1.8% for the next couple of years and only about 1.2% for this year. And that might be generous. So there are a lot of structural things that have to take place at the moment, but at least it's stabilizing. You know, that's a good sign. We're not getting worse. And hopefully we can build on it. But I think, you know, I've had a good feeling about markets a whole year. And I think this is going to carry on to next year. You know, rate cuts will come as soon as the US starts to reduce rates, which is probably going to happen. There's a 60-70% chance for one in December, but certainly into the new year, we'll see more rate cuts. So, you can brace yourself for better times.
That's two out of two predictions from the legendary David Shapiro that he has gotten correct this year, calling the bottom of the commodities markets and calling the bull run that we're currently in. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks, as always, to Uncle David for those insights and for the time. David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth joining us to share market sentiment, market thoughts, and overall market positivity.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.